Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
After undergoing renovations since 2022, Fukuoka International Airport is now more convenient and comfortable than ever. The Fukuoka Airport International Passenger Terminal is set to officially open on the 28th of this month. With the concept of easy, fast, fun, the terminal has evolved into a more seamless and enjoyable space. To ensure a smooth departure process, the security and immigration checkpoints have been expanded and relocated. The terminal will introduce smart lanes, allowing up to 4 passengers at the same time to prepare for and proceed to security checks as soon as they're ready. Additionally, Kyushu's first ever priority lane will be introduced, enabling eligible travelers to go through security without waiting in line. For those looking to enjoy their time before departure, the terminal now offers a duty-free shopping area 4 times larger than before and a brand new food court featuring Fukuoka and Kyushu's local cuisine. Travelers can enjoy regional flavors and immerse themselves in the local atmosphere right up until their flight. As a gateway to Fukuoka, Kyushu, and Western Japan, the newly upgraded Fukuoka Airport International Terminal is now more convenient and welcoming than ever. So, be sure to check it out on your next trip.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from Fukuoka City for you. I mentioned last week that it's moving season now that spring is here. That means that this time tends to be when we see a lot more oversized garbage, and so I've got information on how to use the Oversized Garbage Disposal Call Center. The first way to do it is by applying for pickup with the Oversized Garbage Disposal Call Center. First, contact them by phone or by internet, or even through the official Fukuoka City Line account, to put in your application and then purchase the appropriate oversized garbage disposal ticket at the convenience store or other shops. The garbage pickup day will be roughly 1 week after you apply. You must put out the garbage by 8:30 a.m. on the collection day in the designated spot. The phone number for the Oversized Garbage Disposal Call Center is 092-731-1153. Again, that number is 092-731-1153. If you apply via the internet or line, you can do so at your convenience 24 hours a day. And you can look for that information on the official Fukuoka City homepage. For TVs, refrigerators, freezers, washing machines, clothes dryers, and air conditioners, according to the Home Appliance Recycling Law, there are specific guidelines for disposal. You cannot dispose of them as oversized garbage or put them out in garbage bags. You can have the old appliance removed by the firm installing the new one, or you can contact the store where you originally bought your appliance. If you don't know where it was bought, you can also contact the Yamada Denki in your city about disposal. Recycling fees as well as fees for collection and transport will be required. To continue, I have one more announcement. And this year is the 20th year since Fukuoka Prefecture was hit by the Seiho-Oki earthquake. And to keep this experience from being forgotten, Fukuoka City has designated March 20th as Citizens Disaster Prevention Day. In recent years, major disasters such as earthquakes and heavy rain have occurred in many areas. We never know when a disaster will strike. In order for each of us to take appropriate actions when a disaster strikes, it's important to be prepared on a daily basis. Please check the Fukuoka City website for hazard maps and information on disaster prevention. And again, prepare and confirm what to take with you when you evacuate. Let's take this Citizens Disaster Prevention Day as an opportunity to think about disaster prevention for the safety of yourself, your family, and your community. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.